miss something? Catch up right here with Claire and Dane.
Claire, this week is National Op Shop Week.
Yeah.
And they have a couple of ambassadors, and one of them joins us right now. She's one of my favourite TV hosts. Her name is Gretel Colleen. She joins us right now. Good morning, Gretel.
Morning, Gretel.
Good morning. Great to talk with you guys.
Yeah, so excited. Now, I heard a rumour. You actually get a lot of your outfits for the project from Op Shops. Is that true?
Not just the project. Like, most of my clothing is from Op Shops. So I wear it all the time. Doesn't matter whether I'm going to a wedding, hosting a gig, hosting television. It's usually Op Shop stuff.
Oh, wow.
The reason being, I've done it, like, most of my life. I just find it a much more creative thing to do.
Mm.
I think it's ridiculous that we're all told what's fashionable this season and everybody toddles off and purchases, and then when it's not fashionable, throw it away, which is just wrong, wasteful, environmentally unsound. So, and it's cheaper, and the money that's raised goes to help frontline services. So there's just no reason on earth not to, as far as I'm concerned.
Now, Gretel, seeing as you are a long-time Op Shop shopper, can you give us some hints as to what kind of gems we're looking out for and where to find them?
Okay. First thing you need is a bit of patience. Right. Not you, but, you know, people in the shop.
Yeah.
Because, as we mentioned, people are so used to not thinking for themselves.
Mm.
Wow, white high-waisted pants are in. I must go purchase those. You know, like, so that I can look exactly like everybody else and express my individuality. You know, ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. So if people are a beginner, this is what I would suggest. Have a look at some fashion mags, mm-hmm. but not just this week's or this month's, but go online, look at some of the timeless classics or the fun things. Look at what music stars are wearing, what actors are wearing. Just fill your brain with thoughts and ideas. And then when you're a beginner, go to the op shops and just try and replicate those looks. See if you can find a bit of this and find a bit of that. It does take more patience.
Mm.
Because decisions aren't made for you.
But I think you can be a bit more creative as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So that's just for the beginners. You know, because people do get very daunted. They, I don't know where to begin and I can't tell what's good or bad.
Mm.
Be prepared to make a couple of mistakes and look like a bit of a goose every now and then and then move on.
Hey, Gretel, I would assume a good place for inspiration would be doctors' waiting rooms, because they've all got Women's Day and Women's Weeklies from, like, 1985. So that'd be a great place to start.
Yes, that is a place to start. And, of course, they've invented the internet now.
Yes. So
we don't have that here in Griffith yet, Gretel. That's new to us here.
Griffith, and I know very well you do. Beautiful Griffith. So I just think we need to be far more environmentally aware. Go through your things and also donate, because this is, as we said, a source of income for the charitable organisations. And more, unfortunately, our society is relying on these charities to actually do the frontline services. We shouldn't need them to do that, but they're becoming, like, first place that people go to rather than last. So let's donate and let's purchase, and it's just win-win everywhere.
Absolutely. And Gretel, when you've gone op shopping, what has been your favourite piece so far that you've found?
It's so hard because I've been doing it for so many years. But I was in an op shop a little while ago, because I often buy things for other people as well. If I see something that's just fabulous, I'll get it. I found these little Gucci loafers that I gave to like $30.
Wow.
And then they needed a $10 little heel thing put on it.
Yeah.
And so I gave them to her. I said, here is your birthday present for the rest of your life.
But it only cost you $30.
Exactly right. That's perfect. And Gucci never goes out of fashion. Oh, Gretel, it's fantastic. You do such amazing work for Op Shop Week, which runs through to this weekend. And, of course, spring's a great time now to go through your wardrobe, get all
clean.
That stuff out and donate it. We've got two fantastic ones here in Griffith.
Salvation Army and Vinnie's.
Yeah, so fantastic places. Gretel, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
And, it's a joy, guys.
Can't wait to see what you're wearing on the project this week.
Yeah.
I know there's a bit of pressure now. But I'm gonna get organised.
Thanks, Gretel.
Bye-bye.
Dane, have you ever bought a packet of salad or anything that's had anything in it? Like, whether it be like a little bug or anything like that?
I never bought anything with that type of thing in. I've had a juice with a Band-Aid once, but I've never bought an item with a living creature in.
I had a caterpillar once.
Did you really? Was it just in a salad?
Yeah.
Sometimes I can understand that, you know, like in a salad.
Yeah, I don't get why people get angry about it because it's like, well, it's fresh, okay? The fact that it's fresh is a good thing.
Exactly right.
Well, a California woman has received more than she bargained for when she found something in her salad.
Okay. Are we talking like a living thing here?
A living thing, yeah.
Right. What did she find in her salad?
A frog.
A frog? Really?
Yeah. She found a frog in her salad. So Becky is her name. And she went to Target over there sells a lot of stuff. They're like a Woolies. She went there and purchased an organic baby spring mix salad.
Okay.
But it wasn't until later that day when she was eating her salad, she noticed something was amiss. Now, she told the InsideEdition.com, I'm halfway through my salad. And as I'm going to stab another bit, I see the frog peeking out from under the salad. I screamed, there's a frog in my salad, as you would.
Yeah.
But in a twist of fate, she decided she wanted to keep the little amphibian.
Oh.
So now she has a pet frog named Lucky.
Lucky, because she didn't, because the frog didn't get eaten.
Yeah, apparently it's doing better after its ordeal. And she said that she's already got an enclosure for her pet.
Oh, wow.
Because she used to own a lizard. So she's all good.
She's into those type of things.
Yeah. So no complaints there.
No. That's good news.
It still would have been a bit of a
shock.
Yeah.
And also in this day and age too, with so much, quality control.
Yeah.
And you just, even though you do find, say, a grub, you found the caterpillar or a frog in a salad, you're like, oh, I can sort of understand how that can happen.
You know what?
You sort of shouldn't. It shouldn't be there either.
I like it better when you find that there's a bit of dirt on something, to be honest. Shows me that it hasn't been sitting in a warehouse for ages and whatever else they do to it.
Yeah.
It's fresh.
Yeah, exactly right. As well, look, I wouldn't be that worried about finding an animal in your food because at the end of the day, they're not going to eat much, are they?
Dane's out.
17 past 6. Mic drop. Can't because it's on a stand. Funny we just played the Biebs then, Claire.
Mm.
Because our man from Los Angeles, Dean McCarthy, joins us right now. You've got some news on Biebs's private bits.
His jewels.
Oh, yeah, we do. Look, I love Justin Bieber. Look, this is what happened. This is a pretty interesting story, actually. Justin Bieber admitted himself to hospital. He was playing soccer and a ball hit him right, I don't know, what do we say? What can we say on air?
Private jewels. Parts, jewels. Crown jewels,
private
twig and berries.
Yes, private. Oh, look, you know, if you're a guy, you'll know you're already cringing in your seat as we speak. But here's where things got even uglier. Yes, they got even uglier. He checks himself into hospital. One of the people working in the hospital allegedly decides to go into his private, like, documents, his, like, medical files, and starts this rumor that he came in because he had an STD.
Ooh.
Now, I know. She gets busted by the head of the hospital. She gets fired, and now she's suing the hospital for unfair dismissal, saying she didn't make that rumor up. She heard it from somewhere else. I just want to set the record straight. He did not go in there for that reason. He went in there because a ball hit him right where the sun doesn't shine. Let's hope he's feeling better, because that would have really hurt.
Oh, yeah.
A ball hit him where he keeps his.
Yes.
And Dino, Kate and William, their little one, Charles, is going to start school soon.
Oh, my goodness. September 7. Can you believe Prince George is going to be going to school so soon? Hey, this is hilarious. Just like when we were kids where your mum dropped you off in the Ford LTD, they are actually taking him in on his first day. I mean, William and Kate are going in for day one. Like, this is like obviously
be huge.
Such a drama because they're closing all the streets around the school.
Oh.
The school has to be tested first. But, you know, this isn't just some ordinary school. This is where everyone has, like, a Bentley. Everyone's, like, a millionaire.
Mm.
So, you know, it's pretty adorable that he's going to school, but I love to see William and Kate being so hands-on.
Yeah.
I don't think the parents will be friends with them to start off with, especially if they're blocking off all the roads to get to school on day one.
I would be. They're the Rolls. I'll be their first mate up. I'll be like, hey, when can I meet the Queenie?
Totally.
Hey, Dino, thank you so much. We'll chat again on Friday, mate.
I'll be Friday. Woo, bye, guys.